From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Fruit Grower Report. Well, with farmers in Washington State experiencing negative returns the past few years, and labor alone accounting for 108% of their total gross revenue, many feel it's crucial that lawmakers understand that. U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse, a farmer himself, says things have got to change.
The numbers you were just talking about, 108% of your costs are labor, and that's just unsustainable. We just cannot continue in that way.
But Newhouse says things like this are never easy.
You know, it's tough to get stuff through Congress. You know that, Bob.
Sure.
It's really difficult, and it takes time, and we have to educate people who have no idea about the agricultural industry as to why we have to do some of these things.
So Newhouse says, whatever you do, don't let up on them.
I just want to kind of plead to your listeners to keep the pressure up. Make sure they continue to communicate with their members of Congress so we can keep the momentum going and work toward a solution here.
And here in his final term, Newhouse says he won't quit either.
Yeah, I'm going to keep working as hard as I can. I've got this responsibility and this honor in front of me for almost a year, and I'm going to take every opportunity I can to move our agenda forward and helping improve people's lives in the Central Washington and throughout the state. So, yeah, I'm not done yet.
In 2024, Washington State ranked 50th in take-home pay for farmers.
And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.